He was a storyteller, a man who helped transform the sport of football and how we watch sports. The NFL said goodbye to a legend this week as Steve Sable, president of NFL Films, passed away at the young age of 69. He was a trendsetter who brought a creative and artistic side to the way we see the game of football.
Steve was more the creative genius behind NFL Films. He had an inquisitive mind. He would look for things that were different. He was unafraid of failure. There were some failures, but the successes far outpaced the failures.
So we have chances to conversate and talk about my playing days and what NFL Films was like back then compared to now. And just a great human being who really loved the game. You know, just talking with him about his dad and the vision that his dad had, and then his being able to carry on that vision and help with bringing the NFL players to the homes of the fans, to the point where we were more than just people with helmets on and shoulder pads. You know, he just gave you an inside look, a behind the scenes look at the NFL and its players, and had a great deal to do with where the league is today from a popularity standpoint. And our hearts and well wishes go out to he and his family. He'll be missed. He'll be sorely missed. He was a great ambassador for our game.
Steve Sable was an extraordinary storyteller. He loved to tell stories, and the story he liked most was football. He wouldn't quit until he found the right angle, the right shot. And those scenes that he directed, produced, those stories that he told, they are enduring stories. The NFL has lost a major contributor to its history and its legacy.
NFL Films is more than a production company. It's an institution. The life's work of Steve Sable, a football player turned artist who transformed American television for half a century.
If someone were to ask me, how would I define our job at NFL Films, I'd say it is to bring a new understanding to something that's already been seen, to give a creative treatment to reality.
In 1962, Ed Sable won the rights to film the league's championship game, and NFL Films was born. In a sense, so was Steve, who was there that freezing day at Yankee Stadium working as a cameraman. For the next 50 years, he never stopped working for the NFL. Few men in the league have ever had a longer run. None has ever had a better one. He was the game's first quintuple threat, an Emmy-winning auteur who won statuettes for cinematography, editing, writing, directing, and producing. The only man ever to be so honored. But it wasn't hardware that Steve loved. It was the game, and he saw it as no one ever had. Through the eyes of an artist, with an unerring eye for detail and a pitch-perfect ear, Steve quickly transformed NFL Films from simple chroniclers of the game to epic myth-makers, and he did it, as all great artists do, by taking chances. Super slow motion. Wireless mics on players.
Blue 58, Gunnarsson!
Reverse angle replays, Follies films, and custom composed musical scores. All that standard stuff today, but before NFL Films, it was unheard of. But then, Steve never thought like a sports filmmaker. He thought like a Hollywood storyteller. Big, bold, honest, and funny. Those were the hallmarks of Steve's work, and Steve himself. Across 50 years and tens of thousands of programs, there was one constant at NFL Films, Steve Sable. He was one of that now rare breed of executive who not only had done every job in the company at one time or another, but could still do any of them better than most.
And then there's one or two times where I want to have the music just drown him out completely.
More than the company's head, he was its heartbeat. Last summer, Steve presented his father for induction into Pro Football's Hall of Fame. Big Ed reminded the crowd that his motto was, "Tell me a story, and it'll live forever." Like any good son, Steve always listened to his father, then worked until he became the greatest storyteller the NFL has ever known.
Perhaps the biggest influence in sports filmmaking is right here, television.
But he also listened to his heart, and by turning to the game he loved, he also embraced a piece of wisdom he learned while studying art at college. Art is love's accomplice. Take love away, and there is no art. Steve Sable knew that better than anyone.